So Beth Ann Strollo from Quincy Community Action Programs is joining us to chat about how her agency is being challenged through this current pandemic and the many, many services that are offered to its clients. Beth Ann, thanks for spending some time with us. Really appreciate it.
Sure, Joe. Happy to be here and to share information.
We'll start right off and just let folks know that although you're offices are closed, you are in there, you are working, and you are providing services, correct?
Yes, and we have a skeleton staff in here as needed because some of the services that we provide are considered essential services according to the governor's directive. But our office on Hancock Street, our main office, is closed to the public. The doors are locked. Only staff who are authorized are coming in to provide services over the phone. And process applications as needed.
Right. But, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I will say that our community center, our Southwest Food Center, is open to the public for services. So that location is fully operational and open during our regular office hours.
Okay, and our staff, don't know, where is that, Beth Ann?
That's at 1 Copeland Street in Southwest Quincy. And I want to just assure everyone that we are adhering to the public health guidelines around social distancing. We have put in a number of service modifications at that location so that we can serve clients safely and so that we're protecting our employees as best we can as well. But they are open from 9 to 4:30 on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, and 11 o'clock to 6:30 on Wednesdays. Those are our regular hours there, and we've kept those hours. We want to do that as long as we can because we are seeing a significant increase in the number of residents who need help with food due to the layoffs and all the shutdowns.
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask you next. Who is eligible to utilize the food pantry there?
This is really an emergency situation. So we are accepting anybody who comes in. We're asking the people call ahead so that they can do a simple information exchange over the phone so that we don't have to exchange any paper when they come in. And they're just coming in and they're picking up their food bag that we are placing sort of in the foyer of the building. To minimize the contact and maintaining the physical distance as best that we can. So if people call 617-471-0796, that's our food center number, and we have staff there during those hours. They will take a simple information application over the phone and then arrange a time for them to come in and pick up their food order.
Okay, and how are you stocked for food supplies and for staff as well?
Well, our staff have just been absolutely phenomenal. I can't say enough about the dedication of the team here. It's just amazing. It's really moving. In our moments where people feel overwhelmed and discouraged about this pandemic and worried, I get a lot of inspiration from my staff who have just been phenomenal. So we're staffed up. We did actually say to a number of our volunteers, stay home right now. We have a number of volunteers who are over 60 and or who have a health condition. So we gave them a vacation and we did ramp up our paid staff time. We felt we needed to do that right now. Normally we operate on more volunteers, but fortunately we have people coming in from other departments who are helping. We have it's an A team and a double A team, I'll call it, so that we're giving people a break and have some redundancy in the event that anybody did get sick, that we would still be able to be operational. So we're good on staff, and we have a couple core volunteers who have been incredibly faithful to us and still helping. We're grateful to them to do this as a volunteer. On food, we still have a pretty good supply of food from the Greater Boston Food Bank. We get our food from 2 to 3 different sources. The Greater Boston Food Bank is really the main source of food because we can buy food for a very inexpensive price, really the cost of the food bank processing it. So sometimes it's as low as 20 cents a pound. And then depending on the item, we pay a different price. We order weekly. They're stocked up right now. We can't get all the items that we normally can get. They're running out of certain things. Then they're, might be out of it 1 week and the next week they have it back again. Things like peanut butter, for example. But oatmeal, something we could get from them. We weren't able to get any. So we're buying that from suppliers that we can get a good price from. And another source that we always had was the grocers who had some things left over at the end of the day that they would send to us. That has decreased significantly. They don't have anything left at the end of the day. They're selling everything. So we are needing to buy more food than normal, but we're not at a crisis point yet. And we've been blessed with some donations coming in recently that will help us pay for that food. And we will be seeking more donations. We are seeking donations right now. Of cash is really the best donation that people can make to us, because we know how to buy it more efficiently and can use that, stretch that dollar to go further. So we're seeing a significant increase in the number of people coming in, but we're able to manage it. We have appointments available. Staff are there. The food is there. We encourage people who are in need to call to make an appointment and to come by. We know for many people who have never used a food center, this is a hard thing to do. But our staff are wonderful. They're kind and compassionate and will make it as easy for people as they possibly can to come and get help. And people should not hesitate to come and get help.
Okay. And again, the phone number, Beth Ann?
617-471-0796.
Okay, great. What, of your many programs are you currently not able to provide? I know you have tax assistance. There's, of course, the energy assistance program, many, many different programs. What are you and are you not able to do?
Well, I'll start with the things we are doing to make sure that folks are aware. We are taking fuel assistance applications. That's another really important service and an essential service that we're providing right now. The state has mandated us to continue providing that service, and we're happy to. So we have a skeleton staff certifying applications, taking phone calls. People are checking messages remotely and in the office. So we encourage people to call to sign up for fuel assistance. A lot of folks who have just been laid off probably were not eligible before, but even with a couple weeks of no pay, they now very well may be eligible for fuel assistance. So please call. Again, there is a process. You have to submit documents. It's the main item you have to submit are your pay stubs. Mm-hmm. And if you had no pay stubs in the last couple weeks, we look at 4 weeks of pay stubs typically, many people will be eligible, and that benefit can help get them through this difficult time.
Yes. Of course, we're having a cold snap at the moment, of course, too. Yeah,
exactly. There was a little snow coming down this morning where I was. So another April Fool's snow day. That number to our direct line in for fuel assistance is 617-657-5301. And that will get you right to, you'll leave a message. We want to just let everybody know that in almost all of our programs right now, you will be leaving a voicemail and someone will get back to you. We're trying to answer the phone over at our food center, but our other locations, it's all by voicemail right now.
Okay. And main website, too, is a great resource, simply qcap.org, right?
Yes, exactly. That's the best place to go. We're updating that regularly with any service modification changes that we have, and we've made a number of those modification changes. The VITA program, we have suspended that program right now. Fortunately, the taxes aren't due until July 15th.
Right.
We are referring clients and returning phone calls, and we're trying to explore some ways to do that application, but it requires verification of identification. And it's a little more complicated to do over the phone. You would need at a minimum to be video chatting or Zooming with someone and verifying that their identification. So we're exploring some of that. For right now, people, I think, know their taxes or tax returns are not due until July 15th. We do hope to resume that activity a little bit more in the future. And if people call and leave a message, we will get back to people and let them know the status of what we're doing.
Okay, great. How about for folks whose tax returns were kind of in process?
Those we should have completed.
Oh, okay.
Anything that we were in the middle of, our mm-hmm. staff were in contact with those, or our volunteers were in contact with those taxpayers. We were right in the middle of it mm-hmm. when everything shut down, and we did continue to do it for a couple days, even when all of the social distancing protocols were going into place. But we found that our supply of volunteers changed significantly. Again, we certainly understand that it's hard for a volunteer to come in, and we would not do any face-to-face on that service right now. It would not be considered appropriate or essential.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Can we talk a little bit about this new rental assistance program through the Quincy Affordable Housing Trust Fund?
Yes, sure. We're really thrilled that the city has taken this step forward. We want to thank the mayor for his leadership on this and getting this going, and certainly the members of the Quincy Affordable Housing Trust Fund for their commitment to it as well. And one of the things that we know, paying rent is one of the hardest things for people who are in economic distress to do. It's usually the highest cost item that they have. People who were just laid off are facing, particularly in Quincy, daunting rents. So we're hoping landlords, and we know the courts are closed, so no one can go to the court and evict right now. But we also, we don't want people's arrearage to build up, and want to make sure we help people as best we can. So we are part of this initiative that the city is doing. As you know, the Chamber of Commerce will be helping residents of Quincy from the hospitality industry, and QCAP will be helping everybody else, is the best way to say it, who have been laid off or economically impacted by the COVID-19 shutdowns. That is the requirement. It will. We have some folks who have trouble paying their rent, whether they were laid off or not. But we are. This fund is intended to help those who have been laid off by that. In an industry, the nail salons, the hair salons, mm-hmm. And any other non-hospitality industry.
Oh, okay.
Residents can contact us.
Okay, and, regardless of income?
If someone has another source of income in their household, I will just say that this is not intended for people who are stable financially. You could have someone whose wage has not been impacted and they're still bringing in plenty of money to pay the rent. This is not intended for those residents. It's really intended for people who have no other way to pay that rent right now. So we will be looking at the whole household and making sure that it goes, that it's used. It's not an unlimited amount of money, of course. So we want to make sure that, gets to folks who truly need it.
So what is the process for that, Bethann?
People should go to our website for that as well. We will have a link on that. This is just getting up and running.
Okay.
If you go to qcapqcap.org, there will be a link to the application process. We have a dedicated phone number set up for it, but I think I would encourage people to start with the website first. It'll be the most efficient so that people can fill out an application online. That's our goal, and that we can get it moving as quickly as possible.
Okay, and this is, you'll be paying directly to the mortgage company or the landlord or whoever the payee is?
Yes, this is for tenants. This is not for homeowners.
Oh, okay.
This program is only for tenants at this time. So we will be paying the landlord directly.
Okay. And is it just Quincy residents?
It is just Quincy residents. These are funds that have the Quincy Affordable Housing Trust Fund has. Mm-hmm. That comes from developers in the community who have built housing in the community. So we're grateful to the entire community that we have that resource available to the city because the developers contribute to this fund.
Yeah. Will it be a one-time payment, or do you know how many payments might be made?
Most likely, I think that's what we're expecting here. There just won't be enough to pay people's rents for months and months. Yeah. There is a limit to the fund we're taking it step by step, but that's we want to just make sure people are housed and that they do not lose their housing mm-hmm. as a result of this crisis right now.
Sure. Okay to give out that number that you mentioned, the phone number?
Sure. Yeah. The number for the direct line is 617-657-5377. Again, though, I encourage folks to look at our website as mm-hmm. a start, where we will have a description about the application process and hope to expedite it by there being something on our website that they can apply through.
Okay, great. Anything else that we should let folks know about right now, Bethann?
I think that the other thing happening right now that everybody sort of forgets about is the census.
All right.
Today is census day. Yeah. Exactly. And we, QCAP is on the complete count committee. There are probably the entire community, all the agencies are, but we are encouraging people to go online and fill out their census form. All of these funds coming into the city right now are a function of the population. And we're very worried now, there is such an irony to this crisis happening right now, as the census was supposed to be really gearing up, that we wanna make sure everybody fills that out. So it is simple. Everyone has received their online census form in the mail. If they just look at that, it takes about 10 minutes. As of a couple days ago, last weekend, the Secretary of State did indicate to folks that Quincy is low on their number of online responses, low compared to other communities. So we really encourage everyone to do that. Many people are home. Many people have access to a computer.
Yep.
If they could please do that and go on and make that happen, that would be great. To help us for the future, because it is how many of these resources that are coming into the community right now to help us in this crisis are a function of the population size. So we hope people will be able to do that. And I would just say that all of our other services are listed on our website. We mm-hmm. are doing service modifications in all of our other programs. Our Head Start Early Childhood program is closed per the order of the governor, but we are staying in contact with our families and children by phone, by remote. Everyone is getting very creative and contacting and staying connected to our clients to make sure that they are okay. And we are here if anyone has questions. Our current clients know who their workers are that they work with, and our staff are available remotely. And as I said, summer. We're really trying to keep to a minimum the number of people who have to come into our building. But some people do. We need to make sure we're paying our bills. We pay the daycare providers for childcare. That's one of our roles in the community. We're paying the emergency care providers.
Right.
Yeah. We are the administrator of that in the community. So we are continuing all of those payment services, and the oil vendors, and our heating systems. And we also, if people have a heating system emergency or their heating system fails, they can also call the fuel assistance number that I left earlier. the 657-5301 number. That's another service. We have stopped our weatherization services in compliance with the directive from the federal government and the state. However, if someone has a heating system emergency, we will send heating system repair companies out to fix a heating system to make sure people have heat.
Okay, very good to know. We appreciate that. And hopefully we won't need that for too much longer in this season.
I know.
It's spring now, yeah.
Right. Exactly.
So great to talk to you, Beth Ann. I hope it helps get the word out for you. If we can help here at QATV in any other way, please call on us and we'll be happy to get the word out to the community for you.
Yeah, thank you, Joe, and to all your staff there. You do a great job, and we're happy to be able to help as best we can.
All right. Take care and be well.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.